This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for Infowars.com. Amazing, shocking story up on Infowars.com today, which centres around this right-wing leader called Tommy Robinson. He's quite controversial in this country. He was arrested, rearrested recently for planning to attend a Draw Mohammed cartoon contest. Now, to understand the backstory, he was arrested separately for mortgage fraud last year, but he was already released by police in June. They rearrested him literally days before this event was due to take place last week because of the fear that he might offend Muslims. Now, this is coming out of a left-wing group called Hope Not Hate, which said that these right-wing individuals were planning to disseminate Mohammed cartoons in Muslim areas to start, quote, a civil war. That was completely unfounded, but Robinson himself has confirmed that he was rearrested by police just for planning to attend this Draw Mohammed cartoon event here in the United Kingdom. His speech in Oxford last year was also cancelled because, again, he was arrested by police. So we literally have thought criminals being kidnapped on the streets of London for daring to even think about committing the thought crime of offending Muslims. Of course, you think back to Charlie Hebdo back in January, Je suis Charlie, and that whole stand for free speech. That has also completely evaporated in light of Charlie Hebdo now backing down and saying they will stop drawing Mohammed cartoons. Now, contrast this to an incident which occurred right here in London, in this very area, just a few weeks ago, where a Muslim individual was walking around waving an ISIS flag. He was briefly detained by police, not taken in for questioning, not arrested for carrying an ISIS flag on the streets of London. Meanwhile, British nationals who merely dare to plan to attend a Draw Mohammed cartoon event are being kidnapped off the streets simply for their free speech. We also had another incident here in the United Kingdom about a year ago where a political leader of the Liberty Party called Paul Weston was arrested again on the street for daring to read out a Winston Churchill quote about immigration because it could cause offence to immigrants. So we literally have thought criminals, political dissidents, being arrested on the streets of London because they might offend Muslims. That's the shocking state of free speech here in London, in the United Kingdom. I'm going to have more updates on that story on Infowars.com. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting live from London for Infowars.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.